Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for anyone watching this video. I'm Corey Lowe. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. Today, you know, my wife asked me to do a video about respecting your wife. I said, okay, I'll do that. You know, it's funny, and I actually learned this from somewhere myself, what I'm about to say. But, you know, the Bible teaches us, us husbands, to love our wives as Christ loved the church. It teaches us that, but it's also a commandment, as I heard a preacher once say. And I agree with that. You know, people say love isn't just a feeling. They say it's a choice. And I've always said that God uses marriage to mirror the relationship of man and woman with God and his people, Jesus and the church. That as far as relationships go, it's you and God on your personal relationship, and then it's you and your spouse. The kids don't come first, people don't come first, family doesn't ever come first. It's you and God in his order, in his hierarchy. It's you and God, and it's you and your spouse. When you get married, when you have a wife, or when you have a husband. And God commands all husbands to love their wives as Christ loved the church, that he gave himself a willing sacrifice for it. Jesus told Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The enemy will not prevail against the church. The enemy will not prevail against the marriage, against your marriage in your life. That is not God's will. The Bible says, what God has put together, let no man tear apart. The Bible says, he who finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. God looks down on marriage and says, this is a good thing. This is beautiful. And you are required as a man to not only love and cherish, but to honor and respect on a daily basis your wife, your spouse. Now, pulling back the curtain like I like to do, I've been married 4 years now. So if you don't want to hear what I have to say, because I'm still wet behind the ears when it comes to this marriage stuff, and it's only been 4 years, that's fine by me. You can go ahead and pause. You can go ahead and cut off this video. And before you do, let me just say that I pray that you seek counsel from someone who's been married much longer than I am, if you don't want to hear if I have to say, if you don't think I'm qualified, and that you find somewhere else to get a blessing. But for all those listening, I believe I have a word of encouragement for you and to let you know. Okay, I like to think I waited long enough here in the video world for you to say, all right, he said 4 years, he's done, whatever. I'm not listening to that. He doesn't know anything. I've had my fair shares of ups and downs so far in marriage. Marriage is not easy. Living with the same person day in and day out, it's not easy. As it's been joked about, you wake up, she's there. You're just trying to relax, she's there. You go to sleep, she's there. All the time, there. It's a lot. However, it is the most beautiful. It is the most amazing thing. I will not trade any of it for anything else, for anyone else. I love the Lord, and I love the Lord in part because not only did he save and redeem me, but he gave me the most amazing, most incredible woman in the world, my wife. And I will forever be grateful for that, and I'll forever love and cherish her. That does not mean that every day is rosy. That does not mean that every day is peaches. That does not mean that she's perfect. Just like the church, we are not perfect. We are human. We will make mistakes. We will get emotional. We will say things irrational. We will do things repeatedly wrong. There is no perfect person on this planet. And so while we're looking at our imperfect wives, we have to remember that we as husbands, we are imperfect as well. And we are prone to be impatient. We are prone to be disrespectful sometimes. In fact, unfortunately, in this country, it's become normal to lust after another woman. You're married and you're looking at another woman in a sexual way. You're thinking sexual thoughts about another woman and you're married. That is wrong. Jesus said, you do that, you've already committed adultery. You've already cheated and potentially broken the covenant between you and your wife because you swore that there'd be no one else. And what people like to pretend is that, oh, I'm not doing anything. Oh, I'm not physically doing anything, but I'm staring at another woman, or I'm spending more time with other women, or treating other women better than my wife. And that is all wrong. You are called to love and respect your wife. God puts no one before his church. God puts no one before you personally. In your relationship with God, he puts you first. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it's become so normal nowadays to, we just say, what? I'm just looking. There's nothing wrong with seeing a beautiful woman or seeing an attractive woman and thinking, okay, she's attractive, but it stops there. We're men, we're visual creatures. We're going to see things with our eyes. We're going to see it. And we're probably going to think, oh, okay. And then it stops there. We shouldn't fantasize. We shouldn't daydream. We shouldn't hope. Pornography, unfortunately, has become a big thing. Even amongst people in the church, even amongst husbands in the church, because we've gotten so used to looking and longing and thinking that it's okay. Comparing what we see, which we're not even supposed to be looking at, whether we're married or not, we're not even supposed to be looking at that kind of stuff, but then we compare it to our relationship, or we compare our relationship to other people's relationship instead of communicating and properly working on said relationship. And that's not right. And that is not God's way. That was not God's identity or desire for marriage. God wants man and wife to be one. The two become one flesh. And you work together. And you communicate. And you build together. That is his perfect plan and will for your marriage. That you love one another until you go to heaven. God wants you to have only one spouse. Not to be fed up and contemplating divorce, or fed up or looking at other women, or fed up, or not even being fully fed up or being disrespectful. There's so much going on in the world right now. So many problems, so much drama. It should not be taken out on your spouse. When you come home, or when she comes home, or when he comes home, there should not be any big infighting and quarreling. No, no, no. Yeah, that person had a bad day. Excuse me. They have no right to take it out on you. And vice versa. They're supposed to share with you. And your partner is supposed to be understanding. Your partner is supposed to be there, supposed to be able to listen. And if you both had a bad day, you got to take turns. Be like, hey, I'm going through this. Or, hey, I'm going through that. Or, you're going through this too. Well, what can we do? And like I said, both sides. We're imperfect. We're flawed. We will make the mistakes. We will slip up and mess up. Excuse me. But you talk about it. You communicate. You forgive. And you move forward. You make that choice every single day, even on the days when it's harder, to say, I'm going to love this woman and do whatever it takes to make this work. And husbands, we are the leaders in our relationship. We're the head. We have the higher responsibility. It goes all the way back to the beginning. Eve sinned first. Yeah, she disobeyed God first. And then Adam messed up. God called out to Adam first, not to Eve. He said, Adam, where are you? He didn't say, Eve, where are you? He said, Adam, where are you at? Oh, I hid because I was naked. Wait, who told you you were naked? So from the very beginning, man came first. Woman came from man. Men are the head. It's on us first. Now there is grace if, let's say the wife is tripping. Let's go down. That's my bird. Let's say the wife is tripping. There is grace. Squawking birds, I may or may not edit that out. We'll see. There is grace, though. And there is patience that we need to have and loving to be able to guide and correct and to address certain things. Because Jesus does guide and correct with the church. He does address things with the church. He doesn't just let us run around crazy and not talk to us about it or bring it up. So we are encouraged and entitled to do that as well. And the open it should be open communication, and it goes back and forth. But we have to set the tone. We have to set the pace because we are the head. Husband and wife. That's how God set it up. He didn't set it up wife and husband. But too often, it's shockingly, it's horrifying almost the way marriages are today, even in the modern church, and how so many of them end, so many of them die. It is not God's will that marriages fall apart. But how do we go from, as a man, how do we go from pursuing this woman, doing whatever it takes to earn her affection, to love her, to get a house, et cetera, to no longer wanting to be with this person or looking somewhere else or looking at different women? It's funny the things that Jesus focused on. And he focused on issues of the heart, and he gave us lots of warnings. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you're going around looking, the video paused and it's back up and again because I had to go to a different location because my bird is tripping. But that's why, as I was saying, the Bible gives us a lot of hints and a lot of warnings and signs. The Bible even teaches us that a little leaven, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, a little bit. So it's just like with water. If you have 100% water in a cup, then you add a little bit of dust, it is no longer 100% water. It is now contaminated with dust. And it just doesn't contaminate one specific part of that cup. No. It's now within that whole cup now and contaminating all the water within that cup. When Jesus spoke about sin and watching ourselves, he was very thorough. The Bible teaches us that if our right eye offends, pluck it out. If our right arm offends, cut it off, because it's better to go into the kingdom of heaven without an eye, without an arm, than it is to be whole and burn. The Lord was very thorough and very detailed. He wanted to be very clear. Now, he wasn't saying literally pluck it out, but he was using symbolism. He made it very clear, though. This is important. This is serious. This is life or death. Because if we don't work on those things, they linger. And then they fester and they come out eventually in different ways as we get older. Like I said, it's become so normal for men to look at different women, think lustful thoughts, and think it's okay. And that is not what God had in mind. This is part one of this, and that's all for today. As always, please like, share, subscribe, and as always, let's end in prayer. Please send me a prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that respect will once again return to the household, where no matter what is going on, a husband will look at his wife with unending love, a love that has no requirements, that doesn't mean that has no stipulations, but a free and full love and respect as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening. And yes, I'm wearing a chef jacket. If you're wondering what I do in my professional life besides this stuff, I do cook. Have a blessed one.